A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Louis of France, a king well known for his kindness, love, and service. What a perfect example to have his feast today, when Jesus challenges the leadership of the scribes and the Pharisees, he challenges us as well. The two phrases I would like to point out from the Gospel today are, "sat on the chair of Moses," and "do not follow their example." In these two points, Jesus affirms and challenges the scribes and the Pharisees. When he says, "they sat on the chair of Moses," they explained the law and made sure it was obeyed. These scribes and Pharisees were stewards of a great spiritual treasure, the Torah. Then Jesus cautions the disciples to follow the good doctrine, but not the evil examples of the scribes and Pharisees. That way, Jesus affirms the authority of the Pharisees, but condemns their hypocrisy. The position of leadership calls for the leader to be an example, since what the person is makes a stronger impression than what the person says. What Jesus is condemning in the scribes and Pharisees is not new to us. There are times we have been put in a position of authority as a parent, a teacher, or a person in the workforce. The list is endless. Those we lead often look up to us, and what stays with them is the spirit of service. For a minute, you might want to recall the leaders who inspired you to greater service. Jesus is warning us of our own ambitions. Perhaps what we do is not as important as the reason for performing the action. When our acts are driven by love, then we know we are driven by Christ's words and example. Looking at the saint of today, we are reminded that St. Louis used his position of leadership as an opportunity to serve his subjects with love. You and I are called to do the same.